A tragic accident changed the course of his life forever. For most, it would have begun a life of discontent and wallowing around in self-misery. For Jonathan Nadeau, it kickstarted a new chapter of inspiration and appreciation. Even though he lost his sight permanently, he gained a passion to put creativity first in all areas of his life. And now, he wants to encourage you to do the same. There are times when you'll be faced with a choice. Be crushed by the weight of the situation, or use the fresh start to rebound bigger, better, and more inspired than ever before. This is Tornado, stories of those who refuse to choose defeat and instead chose to embrace the storm. Here's your host, Jonathan Nadeau.
Greetings and salutations. Thank you for joining us. My name is Jonathan Nadeau. I am your host, and this is Embrace Your Storm. We've got an exciting episode for you. So today I'm speaking with Robert. He submitted a film to the Tornado Film Festival called Underwater. Robert, thanks for coming on today.
Thank you.
Hey, it's my pleasure. My pleasure to have you on.
Same.
So Robert, like, one question I like to ask everyone before we get into Underwater is, how did you get into creating films? Like, how did you choose film as your creative outlet?
It's a long story. My journey started before studying filmmaking at the university, and I used to work with my father. He's a tailor, and he used to teach me how to design man clothes and suits.
That's cool.
But I didn't like how it was rigid, and I need to follow rules and specific measurements. So I used to take bits and pieces of clothes and make like dresses and creative things. So when I entered university, I wanted either to go into interior design or film, and then I chose film because I want to tell stories, and I found art direction and production design as a tool to express my artistic side also. So
that's cool. So it's kind of funny. It wasn't like watching movies or things like that that made you want to do it. It was, you know, like your dad kind of introducing you, you know, being a tailor or whatever, and you kind of took that creative spark. And then when you
exactly.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool.
Exactly.
That's cool. So what were some, like, did you have any favorite movies growing up? Like,
actually, no.
That's funny.
Yes. A lot of people from the industry ask me, okay, so you're a filmmaker. Who's the best director? What's the best film that you, so for me, I don't know.
That's funny.
I'm more interested into how life works, and I observe a lot. People around me, I observe nature, I read a lot.
You really do like the filmmaking aspect as really your creative outlet, like, you know,
exactly.
Like that creative outlet is really, it, that means more to you than the actual, almost than the actual finished product, it sounds like.
Exactly. It's
yeah.
Like filmmaking, it's the tool that I use to tell my stories.
That's cool.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about Underwater then.
Underwater was my first film at the university. And at the same time where I was writing the script, my grandma passed away. And I got a writer's block, and I didn't know what to shoot. And I went to my grandmother's funeral. And there I realized that my uncle, who didn't talk with my grandmother for 25 years and didn't see her for 25 years, is present at her funeral.
Mm.
It's her mother. And there I went back to my dorms at the university, and I said to myself, why I'm searching for a story that is outside? I have the story. It's about my uncle. It's about this guy who left his mother for 20, 25 years and didn't see her. And now he's present there and he's there at the funeral. So this story, Underwater, is about a main character who receives a call from his brother and telling him that our mother died. And he starts avoiding to go to the funeral because he doesn't talk with the family anymore. So we see him through a journey of going to the office, going to a park, and all the time avoiding going to the funeral, and people coming across him telling him, what are you doing here? Why aren't you at your mother's funeral? And somehow the universe takes him there.
That's cool. Do you go into like in your film at all, like why the character wasn't talking to his mother at all? Do you touch on that at all, or?
No, for me, it's I focus on mood films and films that evokes a certain emotion rather than finding answers of why isn't he going to the funeral? What happened? And why he doesn't talk with his family? No, this film is about him just avoiding not going to the funeral without focusing on why and why he doesn't talk with his family. It's like all my films are like mood films.
Okay.
It puts you in a specific mood rather than a story that has answers.
What was the process like for making this film? I think, did you say this was your first film that you made?
Yes, the process was a bit hectic in terms of writing, because I was in the class. I wanted to follow a certain structure, the Ziegfeld structure, from character arc and then a character going into a journey. And then, but what I realized that coming from a background that I write poetry, it was hard for me to adapt to a certain format or a certain structure when it comes to writing. So I followed the structure and I created this film from a character going, avoiding, and at the end he reaches his need in a way. But for me, I was open during the shooting to experiment around what nature gives me, or what, for instance, I wrote on the script that it rains in the last scene. And somehow, when we rolled this the last shot, it rained suddenly. So it's when fiction becomes reality.
It looks like the universe was helping you out there.
Exactly.
That's cool. So like how was your experience with like with the like the actual filming? Because you said you live in Lebanon, right?
The actual film, yes, in Lebanon, the actual filming, we needed to take permits to shoot in the streets, so we took permits and everything. But because we live in Lebanon and things unexpected that happens, so for instance, I had a permit to shoot in a graveyard, but at the moment that we entered, they told us, no, you can't shoot there. So I turned the scene into, I went and I shoot in a park, and using a specific angle in the camera, I portrayed that we are in a graveyard without being there.
Oh wow.
Yes.
Yeah, sometimes you have to get a little creative, huh?
Exactly. We
Yeah.
need always to adapt because you don't know what happens during the shoot.
What was your favorite part about the creative process? Did you like writing it more? Did you like filming it? Like what did you like the most about putting this together?
Editing. I
Editing.
believe that, yes, because for me, if editing, you write the film there. I can go and shoot many shots without having any concept or anything, but gathering these shots, I can make a film, and I write this film in the editing process. So I enjoy a lot the editing process. I
So I guess
forgot
that's where the
about
film really comes together, huh? At the end of the day. Yeah.
exactly. It's like going back to tailoring. It's like how to say it? You sew together the pieces and you make the full product afterwards.
Yeah. Now, did having your dad's tailoring experience, did that help with like clothes and wardrobe and stuff like that for the film?
Yes, mainly I'm the production designer of all my films, because there's a specific vision that I see and it's hard to translate it. So I take that task.
Yeah, you take it seriously.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I get that. Are you currently working on any projects right now?
Yes, currently because I'm Armenian as origins. So now I'm focusing. I created a film about the Armenian genocide. It's an experimental film.
Mm.
We listened to one of the Armenian genocide survivors, and we see visuals that somehow shows the brutality of what happens back then.
Wow.
Yes.
What made you want to put that together?
I love to record people's stories, so I always take my phone, and if there's someone telling his story, especially in Lebanon, because in Lebanon when you take a taxi cab, they talk all the time and they share their stories all the time.
That's
So I
cool.
always yes, so I always take the opportunity to record these stories, and then later on I forget about them, and somehow someday I search for, or I'm looking around with my footage and the past things that I recorded, and I see that there's something in the footage that I recorded like 2 years ago and something that I recorded now, and I put them together and make a film.
Oh wow. That's really cool that you did that too. That's a cool way of
Yes,
doing that.
Yes, I love to combine many mediums. So, for instance, sometimes I go and I have photos that I took like 3 years ago, and then I shot a film, and then my friend is a poet, and she always send me voice overs of poems. So I like to combine different mediums to create.
That's cool.
Yes.
That's really cool that you do that too. Yeah, so I mean just hearing you talk about like the creative process, it does really sound like you just love having these tools to put things together for people to enjoy.
True, true.
Yeah, no, that's really cool. Like, so if do you have any advice for like some people first starting out that want to get into making a film? Like, what kind of advice would you give anyone?
I think follow your heart and your feelings, because there is something beautiful that comes out of if you follow your intuition while filming. Because sometimes you write a film, and then during the shoot the location doesn't suit, or it's not exactly as you imagined it. So just use the location, use the camera, use whatever elements you have to better convey the story that you have, and play in edit. I always say that editing is the place where you must play and not stick to the original idea, and you can create magic in the editing process.
That's cool. That's very cool. Now, is there anything else you wanted to go over about underwater? Like, is there anything you wanted to like talk about or discuss that I didn't give you a chance to go over?
I think I'm fine. It's a simple story, and I shared why I created the film, so I think yes.
Okay, awesome. Well, I thank you so much, Robert, for your work on underwater, submitting it to the festival. Without creators like you making films like this, there'd be no Tornado Film Festival. Thank you so much for your work.
Thank you.
None. And
Thanks a lot.
Do you have any final words for the audience? We're going to wrap up the interview here.
Final words is stay true to yourself, and if you don't tell your own story, no one else will.
And that's perfect. And so, everyone, thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. And don't forget to embrace your storm. See ya.
Tornado with Jonathan Nadeau. If you haven't yet, please subscribe now so you're first to hear new episodes with more stories of inspiration about the highs and lows of life and how embracing the storm is so much more fulfilling of a life than being crushed by the weight of the world. And until then, we hope you're inspired to do something, whether it's creating, participating, or learning, whatever leads you to your personal passion.